You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. God bless you. Hope your day is off to a good start. You have tuned into God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. We're going to hear a word from Him coming up in just 1 minute. The text will be the book of Revelation, chapters 16, 17, and 18 this week, as we're looking at what has been known for years as Mystery Babylon. And I pray that when we're done by Thursday, it won't be as much of a mystery as it was before we started. Certain things remain a mystery, and that is, does Babylon mean Babylon, or is Babylon a code word for Rome? My wife pointed out to me yesterday, brilliantly, I may add, that when we see that all the sailors and those on the boats and on the waters are upset at the destruction of the city, and then we realize Babylon is a landlocked city there in Iraq, where it is. Not Rome, though. Rome, only one way to, well, it's not one way to, you can fly there, but you also can take a boat there as well and a ship. And it certainly looks like Babylon really is Rome. Like the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 5:13, he said, those from Babylon greet you. Peter was never in Babylon as far as we know. So that's where we're going here today. Mystery Babylon. We're looking at the destruction of Babylon today. So stick with us.
Mystery Babylon is what we're looking at here today. Getting close to wrapping up the book of Revelation. We're going to cover a lot of territory today because I don't want to dwell on destruction. Because to tell you the truth, I get it. I get it. Make sure you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And make sure, well, this is how Peter says it. He says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:10. So two things. He says, to make your call. And number two, election. So how do you make your call sure? Well, if you had one of these, it's very easy. You go to where someone calls you, and you hit where it says recent calls. And then there's a list of everyone that's called you. It's easy to do on here. Make your calling, your call, has God called you? You make it sure. Number two, you make your election sure. That is, God says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and called you. He says, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. So, how can I tell? Answer, how do I live? How do you live? Are you any different than you were before? Are you living different than you were before? You make your call and election sure by examining your life. How do you live? And also by your loves and hates. Do you love what God loves? This is how you make your calling and election sure. Peter says, just be certain of this and you'll be all right. Do you love what God loves? Do you hate? What does God love? He loves the homeless, the widow, the orphan, the hungry, the meek, and the poor. And do you hate what God hates? Unrighteousness, sin, homosexuality, people being mistreated. Those are the things that God hates. Do you love what God loves? Do you hate what God hates? Are you still not sure? Then call on him. You know, maybe you say, well, no one can call unless you've been drawn by it. Well, then you can't do what I'm going to ask you to do. As many as call, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right, Darren? If you're not one of the elect, then you're not going to do that. You're going to change the station or leave. Or just disregard what I said. Call on him then, because he's made a promise in his word. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you're uncertain, call on him. And you say, Lord Jesus Christ, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I call on you. I'm obedient to your word. I call on you. I'm like the guy I read about that died on the cross next to you, who said, remember me when you come into your kingdom, and I call on your name, and I repent of all of my sins, and I want to make my calling and election sure. Please write my name in the book of life, because I want to be saved, and I believe you are the Son of God. Remember what Paul says? He says, I'm afraid that some have deceived you because of the simplicity that is in Christ. It's easy. Those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the message here. There's a terrible time of judgment coming for all unbelievers in the world. Now let's read through some of it. And let's cover all the way through chapter 18 here this morning. Yeah, I'm going to get through 2.5 chapters. Because, yeah, there's a lot of judgment here. The message is, in the middle of all this, remember he says, behold, I come as a thief in the night. What do thieves steal? Valuables. They don't steal rubbish. They steal valuables. In the middle of all this, that's what he says. Behold. All right, let's pick it up. Revelation chapter 16. Verse 13. Now I saw three unclean spirits like, notice the word like, that means it's not. It's a simile. When you see the word like and as, like a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Those are similes. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Now here we see Satan's mad plan, his very own trinity with him as the head. We're going to see him again in a moment here in chapter 17 when we see that symbol again of 7 heads and 10 horns. Remember, understand the symbols and you'll understand the book, right? Understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. And we're going to see some of the most difficult mysteries he's going to explain to us. All right, again, verse 13. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. For they are, verse 14, Revelation 16, 14, they are spirits of demons performing signs. You see that? There are spirits of demons performing signs. Do you think the demon says, hey, follow me to hell? Do you think that's what he says? Of course not. We're in Revelation chapter 16, picking up verse 13. That's not what they say. It's never come follow me to hell. Remember, it says the Bible says Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers, that's these three that are going out around the world, they're transforming themselves into angels, ministers of righteousness. So when it says, I saw spirits of demons performing signs, means they're going to deceive people. The verse continues, Revelation 16, 14. There are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world. Get this. Now, there's an old axiom, and that is to know the future, you have to go to the past. You knew that, right? I want to show you where this happens in the past. To know the future, you've got to go to the past because history repeats itself. Listen to this verse here. Daniel, now remember what I just read, all right? Three unclean spirits like frogs. They came out of the mouth of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. These are spirits of demons performing signs that go out to the kings of the whole world to gather everyone together to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Now, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 8, God says this. It says, after many days, he's talking to the king of Russia, Soviet Union, Russia. After many days, you are going to be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people. On the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate, they were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell together. You will ascend, coming like a storm, and cover the land like a cloud, and all the troops and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it'll come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice.